news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Adkison, and thanks for joining us. Well, let's jump right in with FFA Today correspondent Alex Wojcicki, who catches up with members in three chapters spanning from Nebraska to Delaware and Rhode Island.
Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today. I'm visiting with a McCool FFA chapter member, Garrett Hansen. He's a freshman representing the state of Nebraska. Garrett, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell me about your involvement in the FFA.
So last year in eighth grade, I did some ag literacy speech, and I really got enjoying on the agriculture itself. And so from there, I tried to run for an officer position, and I got a junior officer position. So I am one of the two freshmen that have a junior officer position. So we like helping out with the community and getting really involved in spreading awareness on what Nebraska agriculture really means to the community itself. And I feel it's just a fun part explaining to the whole nation now on how it means to be a Nebraska agriculture member and how we have over 9,000 participants to this day. So it's a really fun, enjoyable moment that I love to be a part of.
So while you may be a freshman, it sounds like you have some big plans in store.
Yes.
What are you hoping to do?
Oh, I am really hoping to become president one day of the FFA chapter. I would love to get way more involved, going to nationals or even state for ag literacy, CDE, LDE, all those fun stuff. So hopefully just having big plans, creating a big thing with our community and spreading even bigger awareness than we already do for our chapter.
What advice would you give to FFA members?
Definitely don't quit. I mean, just spread awareness and keep giving all. Get involved. Get involved is a huge thing. Being involved, you can get even officer positions, get your name out there. It helps with scholarships for college, and it just really presents a good basis for your school.
Garrett, one final question for you. A main message of FFA this year is, how will you change the world? What are you doing to change the world?
I believe we're just informing, not how we can really impact, but how we can change what we do on our daily basis and understanding what agriculture and our economy means to the whole nation itself. Just making sure people are aware and people are protecting their agriculture and making sure they're promoting.
Very good. We've been visiting with Garrett Hansen. He's a freshman out of the McCool FFA chapter in Nebraska. Also visiting with Ariana Say. She's a sophomore from the Narragansett FFA chapter in Rhode Island. So I don't know a whole lot about the Rhode Island agriculture industry. Tell me about it.
Our main thing is nurseries and dairy products, because even though we don't have a lot of dairy farms, we still have a few or many dairy products that we develop from those farms. And so we mainly ship them to Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, all the products that we develop there. The angel plant is mainly the product that we grow at the nurseries, and we ship them mainly to Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And with the dairy, our main production agency is called Rhody Fresh, and they mainly develop milk, but they also develop cheese.
Tell me a little bit about this. You mentioned an angel plant, and I don't know what an angel plant is. Can you tell me what that is?
So an angel plant is it's in the family of leaves, but it's also growing on what a shrub would be. But it's in the leaf family, so it's pretty cool.
Ariana, let's talk about you specifically. Tell me about your involvement in FFA and what you do.
So I first started FFA last year as a freshman when I first went to Narragansett High School. And as the year progressed, I learned more and more about FFA and became more involved. And at the end of the year, I was elected as the chapter secretary. So I'm the chapter secretary, and I competed in the Creed speaking competition this year nationally. And so I've just been getting more involved and stuff, and it's teaching me more leadership and getting me more out there, because I'm a shy person personally, but since joining FFA, I've been more outgoing. And
Ariana, as we round out this conversation, what do you want FFA members to take away from being in FFA?
That even though Rhode Island is a small state, it's actually pretty big in agricultural production, and we have many things that would probably exist, but we first started them.
We have been visiting with Ariana Say. She's a sophomore from the Narragansett FFA chapter. Also visiting with Jesse Schweiger. She's a junior from the Appaquinimic FFA chapter in Delaware. What are you sharing about Delaware agriculture?
Delaware agriculture, while the state may be small, we have a lot of agriculture. And we're actually ranked second in the nation for agricultural production. Two-thirds of the state is farmland. Our most produced crop is corn and soybeans, and our agricultural product is poultry and eggs, and it produces about $1.1 billion every year.
Jesse, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell me about your involvement in FFA and what you do.
So I'm the vice president of the Appaquinimic FFA chapter, so I kind of help run things around there. I actually just competed in horse judging, which is a CDE, and we got second place, at the state fair, which means that we get to go to the Big E, which is an Eastern States Exposition, and then we competed there, and our team ended up getting first place, and we had a high individual on the team.
You are a junior, but what are you looking to do in the future?
I actually want to join the military when I get out of high school.
And how will FFA prepare you for that?
So FFA comes with a lot of skills. You get to develop a lot of skills. I actually plan on competing in ag sales in the spring at our state convention, which that's kind of like a marketing thing. So you get to learn people skills and how to talk to people. It's like sales development skills.
If you were to tell an FFA member or somebody who hasn't joined FFA one thing, what would be your piece of advice to them?
I think a lot of people think that FFA is just, it used to stand for Future Farmers of America. So I think people still kind of have the whole farmer vibe thing about it, but it definitely offers a lot more than that. And it, memories last a lifetime for FFA. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of cool people and get to do a lot of cool things.
We've been visiting with Jesse Schweiger. She is a vice president for the Appaquinimic FFA chapter out of Delaware. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.
Well, thanks again to Alex for her great reporting. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll meet a member working to make Christmas just a little bit brighter for children receiving medical care over the holidays. Find out how next on FFA Today. And welcome back to the show. Now we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income Podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to Emma Carr, a Maryland member who, along with her family, started Tractors for Tots, a community service project helping to educate kids about agriculture and provide farm toys and books to children undergoing medical treatment.
Joining me today is Emma Carr, and she's coming to us from Accident, Maryland, where she's going into her junior year at Northern Garrett High School and serving as her chapter's treasurer. Emma, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Well, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I began in ninth grade because at Northern, we do not have the opportunity to start an FFA program.
Okay. So what brought you into the organization? Why did you want to join?
When my sister went into high school, she kind of liked agriculture a little more than me. I didn't really know that much about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she joined FFA, and she always told me about the different competitions she went to and the different opportunities she got to go and do and where she got to see. And I really wanted to do that as well.
Uh-huh.
So then I said, whenever I get in high school, I will start FFA.
Very cool. And so you've started, and now you have found yourself, you're going to be serving as your chapter's treasurer this year. Will this be the first officer position you've held?
Last year, I held secretary.
Okay. So obviously, your sister kind of inspired you. She was into it more than you, but now that you're in, it sounds like you're taking advantage of all the opportunities. What brought you into the officer team?
I wanted to bring my chapter together more because, every group, there can be arguing and fighting, and I want our chapter to be unique and really there for each other. So I said I want to be an officer, and I want to bring us closer and do bonding, and I just think it will be a very good opportunity for me to do that and see and meet other people as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. I want to know what you've been doing.
So my family, when my sister won Farm Queen, we started an organization called Tractors for Tots, and we set up boxes around Christmas time at Tractor Supply, Southern States, a lot of agricultural-based stores,
mm-hmm.
and we get donations of agricultural-based toys or monetary donations, and then we take them to the Ronald McDonald houses in our local hospitals for the kids around wintertime so they can learn about agriculture through play.
Very cool idea. So when was this started?
It started in 2016.
No kidding. So I want to understand how this works exactly. You put out boxes at different agricultural retailers around your area. People either buy agricultural toys or they donate a monetary donation, which you in turn go buy agricultural toys with?
Correct. We buy toys and books.
Very cool. And then these are given to the Ronald McDonald House, is that right? Or to more places than the Ronald McDonald House?
We give them to different locations. We give them to the Ronald McDonald Houses, our local hospitals for the kids that come in during the Christmas time. And then there's a place called the Dove Center, mm-hmm. and we give it there.
Really cool. What a great idea. How did this idea come about?
Well, when my sister became Farm Queen, we really wanted to do something that would help the community. So since we are so into agriculture and we thought a lot of people around here don't know about it, even though they're in such a like agricultural-based community, we still wanted to teach them about it. So we kind of went off the Toys for Tots and made it Tractors for Tots so they can learn about agriculture.
Really cool. You know, eventually they're going to be playing with that toy tractor or those toy farm animals or whatever, and they're going to want to know more about those things, right?
Yes. The growth and how much is donated. I think the first year we had $200 in monetary donations, and this year we had $1,000 plus all of our toys.
Oh, wow. Great job. So obviously the community is responding. What is your role in Tractors for Tots?
I go and I help set up the boxes, get them ready, and then I help deliver the toys as well.
Now, you mentioned that this kind of began when your sister won Farm Queen. So is doing some form of community service, is that part of being Farm Queen, or is that just something that you and your family or she and the rest of you decided you wanted to do when she won that award?
As Farm Queen, I mean, you want to do community service and be active in the community, but we really thought since she was promoting agriculture in the county, what better way to do it than get the younger kids involved?
Very cool. Well, good for you guys. That is really, really interesting. Well, Emma, for any other FFA students who are out there and they're looking at their chapter right now and they're kind of going, boy, I'd really like us to come together as a team a little bit better. What advice would you have for them on how to make that happen?
My advice is just to get to know each other more. Because if you don't know each other and you're not comfortable around each other, you're not going to bond.
Awesome. Well, Emma, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for sharing this information. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Matt for sharing that heartwarming story with us, with less than 2 weeks to go until Christmas. Well, stay tuned. One New England advisor just got a major surprise live on national TV. Hear it happen ahead on Rural Radio 147. Thanks for tuning in this week. And as we know, FFA alumni carry the skills they learn in the organization into their careers. Participating in public speaking and CDE events has paved the path to a successful communications career for many alumni. Let's meet one now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Beverly Flatt. I am originally from Missouri, where I was an FFA member in the Republic FFA chapter, and I eventually served as the Missouri State FFA Secretary. I currently live and work in Germany as a global communications manager for a multinational life sciences company that focuses on pharmaceuticals and agriculture. And as a part of this company, we provide crop protection, seeds and traits, and digital farming tools to farmers all around the world to meet their needs and ensure that we're able collectively to provide enough safe, healthy, and affordable food to feed a hungry planet. I didn't grow up in agriculture. I didn't grow up in the country. Both of my parents are high school teachers, and we lived in a suburb of a pretty large town in Missouri. So agriculture was a really foreign world to me, and it immediately captured my interest, and I knew this was going to be the industry that I belonged to, which baffled my parents. If I was to break my FFA career down into chapters, the headlines of those chapters would read The Burger King Chicken Whopper, President George W. Bush, and Australia. I got involved in FFA and agriculture education because when I was 13 years old, before I entered high school, I babysat for the man who created the spice palette for the Burger King Chicken Whopper. and I thought he had the coolest job in the world. He got to eat for a living, he got to travel, and he did really well for his family. So one day, a 13-year-old me said to this man, "How do I get to be in your kind of job?" And he told me that I needed to enroll in food science classes. In Republic, Missouri, that meant taking part in agriculture education. So the second chapter of my agriculture journey and my FFA experience is actually the fault of President George W. Bush. So he gave questions and answers with 100 young people who were really interested in agriculture. And I kind of timidly raised my hand to answer a question, not expecting to be selected. He pointed at me, and so I came up with a question, and he looked at me and he said, "Young lady, in 7.5 years of being President of the United States, no one has ever asked me that question. Great leaders ask great questions, and you need to pursue that." So essentially, President George W. Bush chose my college major for me, and I went into agricultural journalism at the University of Missouri. One of the other unique things I think that FFA has led me to is this community of people that are interested in agriculture, and that doesn't just end after you receive your high school diploma. There's the National FFA Alumni and Supporters for the United States, but there are lots and lots of organizations outside of the borders of our country that do similar things. When I was 25 years old, I was allowed the opportunity to participate in the Youth Agriculture Summit. It's an event that's sponsored by Bayer Crop Science, and it invites 100 young people from all over the world to come together for a week and essentially try to solve world hunger. And during that week, when I was selected as a delegate from the United States, I knew that this was a moment my life was going to be changed. That one week in Australia, I had the chance to meet young people who were passionate about agriculture but came from completely different backgrounds and cultures and agricultural experiences. I began to develop projects with other delegates from Canada and the Philippines and New Zealand and Kenya, and I really began to have this curiosity about what agriculture looked like outside of my farm and outside of what I was used to in the country. So a few years later, I maintained those connections in that network, and I was eventually offered the opportunity to work on the international scale. And going into European agriculture has been extremely different than what I've always known in American agriculture. Whether we're talking about policy or practices or the way that consumers view agriculture, it's been extremely interesting to learn what it is like from a different perspective, but also to understand the things that we do really well in American agriculture and the things that we can borrow from countries and really continue to improve the work that we do every day. My one piece of advice for FFA members right now, whether you're a freshman entering your first class or you're a senior who removed your blue jacket for the last time, is to embrace the diversity of this industry. Agriculture does not look the same way that it does 50 years ago, and it's not going to look the same way as it does today in the next 50 years. So be willing to embrace the technology, embrace the science, and embrace the new and interesting ways that agriculture is moving into. But also, be sure to look for inclusivity and diversity with involving people into this industry. We need people from all backgrounds, from all experiences, and whether you decide you want to become a lawyer or a nurse or a politician, we need people in those roles who have a really firm understanding of health, nutrition, and the agricultural industry so we can lead this world to a really prosperous place. But if you want to pick up a common German phrase that is really used to motivate farmers in our area, it's power to the Bauer. Bauer meaning farmer. So power to the farmer and power to FFA members around the world.
And finally, Deborah Stevens, an agricultural education teacher and FFA advisor at Sugar River Valley Regional Technical Center in Newport, New Hampshire, thought she was invited onto ABC's Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki show to speak about her horticulture program. But little did she know, they were honoring her for her amazing career as a teacher, making a difference, leading off with some personal testimony from one of the many individuals touched by her work in the community.
My name is Shannon Howe, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing teacher, Deborah Stevens. She took my shy, quiet son and turned him into a strong, confident young man. She helps many students. She makes sure that they have meals if they need them. She makes sure that they have clothes for all of these events, when most of that comes out of her own pocket. She shows all of them how much they are loved and how much opportunity they have to be successful in whatever they choose to do. She also provides all of the plants for our community gardens and for the garden that provides hundreds and thousands of pounds to our food pantries, to our senior citizens, and more.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, you are surprised because you thought yes. You were here to talk about your horticulture program.
I sure. Yeah. Everybody in the entire state and across the country has not let in this much. So I am truly blessed to be here and to do what I do every single day. I love my job.
How does it feel to know you had that kind of impact on people?
You know, I've been teaching for 20 years, and I don't know where 20 years went. I am one of over 11,000 ag teachers in the United States, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Wow. What we do every day is not just teach about growing things, but growing students. Wow. And it is so, so important. Kids need to know that someone believes in them and to find the greatness within them, to find that greatness within that individual student. That's why I'm there. I'm not making, you know, horticulturists. 95% of my kids will use it somewhere, but most of them is what they take away, that they believe in themselves. They see how they connect to a bigger world out there, to their communities, to their nation, to the world. I'm teaching them life.
I'm getting goosebumps, by the way.
I'm teaching them life. So, yeah, I've been very blessed to do this for 20 years. And, you know, I don't have an end in sight, but I absolutely love working with students, high school students. I've worked with middle school. We do a lot of community outreach and community service. We grow all of the plants for our county correctional facility where they literally plant, and as was stated in the video, thousands and thousands of vegetables go to our local food
That's
pantries.
Amazing. Locally grown.
Locally grown. Yeah.
What began this journey for you? What made you want to go into this field and give in the way you do?
Well, it's really interesting because I didn't come the traditional path. I didn't go to school to become a teacher. I did landscape and garden design. Mm-hmm. I've owned a floral design business, but I also homeschooled my two kids, and we traveled in the winter. So we got to see a lot of the country, and I was always a teacher. I had five younger brothers, so I always was like teaching them something. Yeah. So it was part of me. The career opened when I actually was training to be a nail tech. I was giving a pedicure to the local director of our tech center, and we got to chat. And before I knew it, I was teaching and running the adult program at the tech center, coordinating people, connecting people, because that's what I'm good at. I'm good at connecting.
Thank you. We have another surprise for you. Oh, our friends at Barbara's Cereal heard your story, and they want to give you $5,000 worth of food.
Thank you so, so much. I just can't even begin to thank you for the opportunity to be here, but I am thrilled and proud to receive this.
Well, you deserve it.
For our community.
And that audio is courtesy of ABC. And that brings this week's show to a close. But if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org. You can also give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.